Hi everybody, I'm Shivani Inderji, and today I'm going to have a discussion around women in IT with our guest from the UK, Sally Story. So Sally, tell me, what is your opinions around having women in IT as a forum? Do you believe the fact that having a woman in IT forum actually expresses that there may be a particular issue with women in IT possibly?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because the actual forum, Women in IT, might indicate to people that there is an issue. Now, whether there is an issue or not, I think the actual forum is a hugely supportive environment. People are able to get together, share their experiences, develop coping strategies if there are issues at work, but ultimately, I believe the networking and the mentoring opportunities that are available are more powerful than any of the negative aspects of it. The reason I say that, I don't believe that women in IT is a woman issue.
Yes.
I believe it's a community issue, and I believe that we have to shift people's mindset to enable everybody, the more diverse the better, the more diverse the personalities are in any work team, the stronger and the better the solution.
I see, that's right. What has been your previous involvement or experience around women's forums? Or are you aware of different types of organizations that exist in the different regions that you've actually been to?
There are worldwide women in IT forums, and they're extraordinarily active, and there's a lot of sort of girl geek dinners and golf days and lots of guest speakers.
Yes.
Women, successful women for all walks of life. I understand in South Africa there was a woman who is the head of the Johannesburg Stock Exchange who came along and gave a talk.
Yes.
To encourage and educate women in how they can get involved with a few stocks and shares and building up their own portfolio. So I think in any walk of life, it doesn't, you know, IT just happens to be our industry.
Yes.
But I believe, you know, in any community, we have an opportunity to evolve in this world. And by getting together and sharing experience, especially. And also in South Africa, I understand there's a bursary. You can, you know, apply for a bursary.
It's an awesome experience, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's wonderful.
You know, the other great advantage here locally, in my opinion, is that our government actually supports women empowerment to a great extent. Our president actually supports to a very large extent women in the workplace. I think that's awesome. Women entrepreneurs are excellent, excellent ideas, businesswomen, etc. here, and that's actually celebrated. So too, being a part of Women in IT Forum, to celebrate, to network, to socialize, I think sometimes I may actually comment and say that the male audience, speakers, etc., they network so well over a couple of drinks in the pub, etc. Women may have a different take on it over maybe a glass of wine, a formal dinner, a sit-down event where they actually get to connect, because we usually take a longer period. But therefore, I think being part of what's Women in IT locally gives us such a good platform to actually have this here formalized in actual events, breakfast, round tables, etc. So I definitely agree on that.
I believe also that there is some value in inviting men to these events so they can get a deeper understanding of some of the issues that are facing women.
That's true.
You know, for example, you and I had a conversation earlier which was really enlightening about when you very often, you or I would be the only woman in a meeting.
Absolutely.
And there'll be a room full of men, and you and I would be in a meeting. One of my experiences is that I've been asked to go and make the coffee or take the notes. So in my, you know, I obviously, it is important for me as a woman to assert myself professionally. So, you know, if I am asked to make the coffee, I generally respond with the fact that as I don't take milk in my coffee, if I make them a coffee and I put too much milk in, I'll ruin their coffee. So therefore they might want to make it themselves. If they want a drink, they can enjoy.
I think that's an excellent response.
But on the other hand, if I am the right person in the room to take the notes of the proceedings, then I'll happily do it. It's important to understand what you are bringing to the party, what you're contributing, and understanding what other people are contributing. There is certainly a difference. I'm not just talking gender here, I'm talking about every diverse personality, every diverse group of people. Everybody can bring something different, and the wider that diversity is, the more powerful the work team will be. And if you understand what everybody's skill is, and you can value the differences between those people, whether it's a gender or a whatever issue, you know, the more diverse, the stronger the solution. And I really firmly believe that. And it just so happens that we happen to be women.
Yes.
And you're right, we should celebrate that, and we should bring to the party exactly what we're good at.
Absolutely.
And we should be valued. And I believe that we are valued, actually.
I do.
I don't. Yeah, I don't believe that I've ever really experienced discrimination that I've heard about from other women.
Yes.
I believe I've been maybe fortunate in this male-dominated world. Maybe I've asserted myself, and my personality hasn't allowed that to happen. I don't know why.
I agree with you. I think that the manner in which we actually assert ourselves and actually carry out ourselves in our own persona is very important. One of my first mentors actually told me when I started working, he said, "Shivani, if you love what you do, you won't have to work a day in your life." And I think that's so true. And I love what I do. And I think being accepted as a pure techie, because I am a core database specialist, and it's such a still administrator, DBA driven environment that I work in constantly, but it's still awesome. And I think I'm celebrated and embraced for my skills as a technical person, irrespective of the fact that I'm actually a woman, because I'm passionate about the field and the technology, etc. And I think you're very right. It's actually what you bring to the party.
Yeah.